Welcome back to Batting Around. It's Batting Around. It's a baseball podcast. I'm your co-host, Jane Ost. With me, as always, is Lauren.
I'm Lauren.
That's Lauren and Steven.
Yo.
Yo, indeed. All right.
What if we started introducing the show like we were Swedish YouTubers with a niche technology hobby subject?
Oh, we could do that.
And how exactly would we do that?
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to my channel. Just, slow it down a little bit.
Hey guys, welcome back.
Follow and subscribe for more.
Ring the bell for more Warhammer 40K videos. I know what you're talking about. I've seen a few of these in my time.
I knew you'd know. Yeah, I've been on the 3D printing and soldering kind of little electronic channels, and
Ooh.
there's a lot of those guys in that
Soldering,
field,
that's a
and a
good
lot of
one.
Warhammer. Yeah, I
Yeah,
have too many brain cells. I'm trying to get rid of some.
you got to get into ham radio next. You're getting close to it. One of these days you will. Well, for now, we're talking about baseball, at least
Yeah,
until we
let's.
retire because a Swedish YouTube channel takes over and we just, see no point in competing anymore and we got to pass off the reins. But for now, let's talk about baseball. We're recording a day later than usual. I've been dying to record ever since like about an hour after we recorded last
Yeah,
week.
we immediately went off the air before all of our big questions were answered in a big way. Yeah.
I'm gonna take advantage of this where I get to talk about the Twins without it being like, come on, we got 29 other teams to talk about.
I never worry about that,
I know, but
to be
I worry about
clear.
it. I worry about being too much of a homer. I get to do it this time. It was a story that everyone seemed to love,
Everyone in our circle,
everyone in our
yeah.
circle seemed to love, except for one guy did not really like it very much. And that was Twins manager Rocco Baldelli.
He does have to worry about the consequences of food poisoning. So I get where
It's
he's
true.
coming from. If he's got to take someone out of that lineup because of a meat sweat related IL trip, I see where he's coming from.
After we recorded last Sunday, there was the third game of the Twins Angels series. The Twins ended up sweeping that one, making their streak 7 in a row. Now, it was the second game where the sausage was revealed to the world. The sauce the Twins summer sausage made its public debut. We didn't know very much about it at the time. All that, we really knew was the stuff that we had heard on Saturday's broadcast from like the Twins booth talking where they were throwing the thing around, and we got a little bit more information after the game, but we didn't know a ton about it. But on Sunday, we found out that it came from Kyle Farmer. Somebody gave him this big log of summer sausage. He didn't want it. He just kind of left it around the clubhouse in case anyone else wanted to eat it. And Ryan Jeffers just started carrying it with him on the road trips, just throwing it in his bag or making sure, like, telling a clubby to make sure that it gets there, that it gets to the next city, and it drove this offensive explosion for the Twins that ended up being a 12 game win streak. That streak was broken yesterday in a loss to the Boston Red Sox. Twins still did win 2 out of 3 in that, though. Rocco Baldelli has since said he doesn't know where the sausage is, but he assumes it has been thrown in the trash. You kind of got the vibe this weekend that a lot of the Twins players were kind of sick of it already. That they were just like, all right, whatever. You got, okay, you get this big t-shirts for it. Fine. Okay, I'll wear the t-shirt in the clubhouse or BP or whatever. Fine.
Yeah,
Whatever. But
the mascot
they
had one. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, TC Bear did have a sausage mascot on Friday's game. I didn't notice it in the game I went to on Saturday, but he very well could have had it, but I didn't notice.
Yeah, I this is a great example of the kind of intangible clubhouse presence that doesn't make its way onto the statistical board, but I think it's fair to say Kyle Farmer in a more equitable in a way that if we could translate his antics into on-field success, I think it would bring his WRC plus from the season up from like a 46 to at least like a 75.
The intangibles, yeah, that sausage brought seems real. The Twins during that streak weren't super reliant on like power either. They were stringing runs together. There's some and they were scoring a lot of runs in those games too. So they're putting the ball in play, forcing the defenses to make plays against them, and sometimes there were mistakes and they capitalized off it. Like they were playing,
Scrappy baseball, say Yeah, scrappy baseball, thanks to a tube of amalgamated scrap meat.
When I was at the game on Saturday, the whole time I was there, I was just thinking, like, man, Sheboygan Sausages, a sponsor of the Minnesota Twins, must be so mad that it is not one of their products. Is not one of their products on the field, because they can't,
Oh,
then
God,
say
you're
like, oh,
right.
this is a Cloverdale sausage that's bringing the team success. They can't say any of that stuff. I would have thought they would have leaned into it more, on the Jumbotron and all the other stuff there. I guess TC having a little, plushy sausage friend is one thing, but they didn't have it. But I do have here a log of this
Let's go.
original tangy summer sausage. I got it last week. Stopped at the grocery store and found the same brand that they have, but I was hesitant to open it. I don't like to think of myself as a superstitious person, but I couldn't have lived with myself if, I had tried it on Sunday during the game or something, and then they ended up losing
Yeah,
anyway. But
that's understandable. I think a big factor in why they were probably sick of it was that by all appearances, it was visibly degrading. So I think it's good that you're not waiting. I had originally proposed that we try to age it naturally to the length of whatever the streak would have been from the first sighting to now. But I think we should not do that for the sake of
No.
you not getting potentially ill
I mean,
from mystery meat.
it has an expiration date of 7/20/24. It's summer sausage. Like, this is not it's not stuff
It's
that,
made to
like,
last.
yeah,
It's
it's
made to
already cooked.
last.
It's made to last. This is stuff that, peasants were making before refrigeration.
Look at the pictures of this thing from a couple days ago, even 5 days ago, and tell me it's loose in the case. There's clear dampness. There's one thing to preserve it in like a dry kitchen environment. It's another thing to preserve it in a locker room.
And the Twins were putting it into a refrigerator as much as they could. They said they were leaving it refrigerated until, like, game time.
Now, I don't know shit about food, but isn't it bad to be like refrigerating a thing and then taking it out of the refrigerator for long periods of time and then putting it back in the refrigerator and
I
then taking
mean,
it out
it's
again?
not good.
For cured meats, though, I wouldn't be super worried about that. But
No.
this one, it looks like there might have been some holes in the packaging, because, like, yeah, the one that I've got
It's
here,
definitely sweating from this picture.
the one that I've got here, like, it's tight. Like, the packaging around it is very tight.
Yeah.
There was not visible
It's
condensation
supposed to
in
be
there.
vacuum sealed. Yeah.
But that one looked like it got handled a lot. It got thrown around on a baseball field. It got dropped, in the dirt. There were probably small holes in it that made it, not exactly sanitary. So it's a
Yeah.
good thing that this one was not eaten. I'll try it right now, though. I got to cut up here.
Yeah, please. I'm gonna do an on-air tasting.
Yeah, let's see how it goes. I got a, like, a nice
What's
sized chunk
the
of it in here.
what was the name of the sausage again? The brand?
Cloverdale.
And what was the kind of Cloverdale sausage we established that?
Original tangy summer sausage. All right, here we go.
We no ASMR for this?
No, that's disgusting. It's for perverts. It's not that kind of podcast. We're not the horny podcast. I mean, it's good. It's just a standard, like, summer sausage, like you'd find on, like, a charcuterie board or something.
Sure. Are you getting notes of mustard seed?
A little bit.
Interesting. That's the only ingredient other than pork heart. Not
Awesome.
that, and also, sorry, 2% or less of corn syrup, and then your general preservatives, sodium ethyl orbate, dextrose, sodium
And
nitrite,
the
like the
stuff for
normal
the
stuff you'd.
casing, and
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
that's
But
good.
it's pretty much beef, pork hearts, salt, corn syrup and mustard seed. That's the whole. This is not what I would call an artisanal summer
No,
sausage.
this is mass-produced grocery store summer sausage. Yeah, for sure.
I'm not going to look my nose down on it, but
No. Like, it's fine. Nothing fancy, but
no.
it's fine. I wish it was a little, maybe a little firmer.
Little denser maybe. Yeah, I could see that.
But yeah, good. I'll try to finish this. I'll get some crackers and some cheese later, probably. I
There
know
you
that'll
go.
go good.
Make a nice little meal of it. There's some recipes on the website if you want to
This is
follow the
I'm gonna grill
Cloverdale.
dinner this and just get some cheddar slices and some Ritz crackers, and it'll be great.
Yeah. Get some Hawaiian rolls and a little provolone
It'll
and
be great.
go make little some little little sausage sliders.
So the Twins do lose, though. They end the streak. No more sausage anyway. I think that this is a good way to do home run celebrations and that sort of thing.
Yeah, because it
When
was
it's
organic.
done, yeah, it's organic. unlike this sausage. And when it's done, it's
Yeah.
done. Get rid of the sausage, move on. Just try to take advantage of this 12-game winning streak, the longest, second longest in team history.
That's crazy.
Last time they had a winning streak at least this long, 1991, and they beat the Braves in the World Series that year.
I do enjoy also that even with this like pretty incredible run of success, they're still only the second most like exciting team in Minnesota right now.
That is true. Yeah.
That's pretty brutal. Of all the years to get upstaged by the
Still in second place in the AL
Timberwolves.
Central. 2.5 games back from the Guardians.
I was checking in. I'm like, oh God, they're on a win streak. Like, and I looked at the standings. Oh, they're in. Well, they had won 10 in a row and they were in fourth still, which was crazy.
Because they started this streak when they at 7-13, and I think they were like 7 or 8 games out of first place at the time. Now they're 2.5 back. They're in second place. The Royals are also 2.5 back, but they've played two more games than the Twins. So AL Central, a lot of fun so far this
Yeah.
season. Yeah.
And if Braves fans on Twitter are any indication, you shouldn't actually be enjoying this win streak because too much of it came against losing teams.
Right. Saw that a lot, and I've seen that a lot with speaking of really hot teams. The Phillies have, like, is it the best record in
Oh,
baseball
the
still?
best record in baseball? Yeah,
Yeah.
that's the Philadelphia
Which
Phillies.
also doesn't count apparently because,
No.
it only came against teams at or below 500, but it's like, you know why they're
Who
at
put
or
them
below
there?
500? Yeah, it was the Phillies win. You still have to win a
Yeah.
bunch. And so I see that same thing with the Twins here. Like, see a lot of Guardian fans being like, oh, well, you swept the White Sox. Big deal. It's like, yeah, well, you guys didn't sweep the White Sox. You guys have lost to the White Sox. So that, like, that is, it's a totally invalid thing, in my opinion. Like, no, I think it's
Okay,
still,
yeah.
like, good teams still lose games in a series
Yeah.
against bad teams,
I
But
agree. The Phillies made a fucking habit of it. That's why they like stumbled the previous 2 years at the start of the season, because they always played down to their competition.
Still have to play good baseball when you're playing against bad teams if you're to get a 12-game win streak, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, a 12-game win streak is hard.
That's a lot of games played against the Reds. That's all.
The Reds are like the Reds gave them trouble.
The Reds are two games under 500.
I think they won the first series and then they split the second series against us. But like we annihilated the Rockies and the White Sox. We are in the process of annihilating the Giants, who I did not
And the
realize were this
Nationals. Yeah.
bad. Oh yeah. I ended up going to 2 games this weekend, just circumstantially, and they were both a lot of fun.
I went to my first game of the season on Saturday. Had a great time.
I got my first game of the season on Wednesday. I'm looking forward to it. I'm glad Nick Amett is still collecting a paycheck in Major League Baseball. It doesn't really bode well for the Phillies that the team they're beating is their he's their starting shortstop in
No.
2024.
It was funny seeing their lineup at the game because I was not for I don't pay attention to the Giants, and I'm and
You should.
so much of it is, oh, I know him, but I know him more from a different team. It's
Yeah,
just a
Michael
bunch of
Conforto. Yeah.
cast-offs.
Before we move on, congratulations to Philly. Best record in baseball. That's a lot of fun. Braves fans, stay mad. Getting swept by the Dodgers probably did not
God,
help.
yeah, that
Oh,
I
that two home
was.
run game.
We were hooting and hollering, like everybody was tuning into that Dodgers series. It was great.
Yeah, we'll stay in the NL East here. We've got a blockbuster trade at the beginning
Oh
of May,
no.
involving the Miami Marlins here, trading away Luis Arraez for a whole bunch of prospects to the San Diego Padres.
Let's not overstate how many prospects and or the quality of the prospects here. This is one of those trades where everyone just feels kind of dirty that it happened afterwards.
Yeah.
Not quite like the time when the Marlins traded away, Yelich and Stanton, but it does feel bad. It's got to feel bad for Marlins fans here,
Yeah.
having just not a whole lot to watch down there.
I'm going to take a very brave and controversial stance by defending Florida.
Okay.
I'm so
Wow.
sorry.
Okay.
How does Florida not have a team, like a real baseball team?
Oh,
It
yeah, I
is
see what you mean. Yeah.
unbelievable to me that both the Marlins and the Rays just keep doing shit like this. They do not allow for any legendary fan favorite players to like grow and establish themselves there. Like the attachment to the team, it's like, how do you attach yourself to a team that just trades people away all the time? This is why I just like I had to give up on my secondary rooting of the Athletics, and like that's a whole other fucking can of worms. But like, why are you doing this shit still?
Fair points. Fair points. I completely agree to an extent. I will say, of the three, of the several fan bases represented across this podcast, do any of us have more World Series rings than Marlins fans
I have the
in our
same
lifetime?
amount.
In our lifetime?
No.
Yeah, the Twins won one when I was 3 years old.
Yeah.
And the D-backs got one when I was like 10-ish, and Marlins have two. So there you go.
They were both accidents, and like what underscores what I'm pissed at, what I'm pissed off about on behalf of Marlins fans is they sold off both of those teams afterwards.
Immediately, yeah, like within,
Immediately.
yeah. Yeah, it's a fair point. It's a harsh, miserable fan base to be a part of, I'm sure. But whether Florida deserves better teams is a different
That's a
philosophical
different
question.
question.
Right.
I don't want to dunk on Florida as much as I normally would. I don't know why. Maybe I'm turning over a new leaf.
No, I think you're just running high. I think you're just running high from that success in the NL East that you think you can kind of big time them.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I think so.
the second the Phillies are like in third place at like 4 games over 500 in 2 months, that'll all change. That'll
Ouch.
I suggest
That
you
hurts,
harden your heart
Lauren.
here and not let that creep in.
Third place?
Okay, yeah, third place is probably not gonna happen.
Listen, I am not delusional. I know that every day the Phillies are in first in the National League East is a gift from God, and I am not looking that gift horse in the mouth. I know it's coming to an end
But
soon.
you're not worried about the Mets.
Actually,
Should I be worried about the
no,
Mets?
you shouldn't be worried about the
No.
Mets. Flash quiz though, who is in third place right now in the NL East? Don't look. No looking.
Is it the
It's
Nationals?
the fucking Nationals who are playing 500 baseball, 17 and 17. More respectable than anyone is giving them credit for. CJ Abrams legit hitting like a star. And the pitching like way better than anyone expected.
A's are 500 too. They just who did they just destroy? They
Oh,
beat someone like with 20 runs. Who
was
was
that
that?
the Blue Jays that that happened to?
No.
I
I
know the
think they
game you're
hung
talking
20 on the
about.
Marlins.
Oh yeah. That
Oh.
makes sense.
Yes, it
Yeah.
was because yeah, they just had a series. They beat the Marlins 2 out of 3 games in the series this weekend.
Oh.
And on Saturday they beat the Marlins 20-4. A's one game under 500 right now.
That's like Christy Nome
That's
taking the dog behind the shed and putting two in. It's just brutal.
Yeah, the A's at 17 and 18, and then below them, the Astros and the Angels both are at 12 and 22.
Oh, God bless.
It's incredible.
Oh.
Oh God,
Incredible.
We're not enjoying this season enough. We're not taking it in. We need to live more in the moment.
No, I mean, now that the Twins are not 7-13, I'm having a great time. I mean, I still want to see them, at the top of the division. And Fangraphs now has them back as like, the easy favorites to win this division from here on out, given their record. But I'm having a great time. I think this is a lot of fun. I could use the Yankees being a little more like last year's Yankees
Yeah, I
for
miss
my
last year's
taste.
Yankees.
Yeah, 23-13. Yeah.
No, I think there's a lot of fun stuff happening in the league right now, for sure. But okay, Arise traded away. It does really, really suck for Marlins fans. We knew that this team wasn't like the ownership had no faith in this or in like, this team. They bring in their new GM basically with the intention of stripping it down. They always saw last year and making the playoffs as a fluke. As just kind of getting lucky, and so they're stripping it back down. But this trade so early is wild,
Yeah.
not even having any pretense of trying to make a run for it or come back. I could see this sort of thing starting to happen more as teams kind of get more practical about these sort of things, like being like, hey, we're not doing anything. let's just start shipping guys earlier so the other teams can get more value for it. Not doing the song and dance of waiting until the trade deadline. But this is still absolutely brutal for Marlins fans who don't have a whole lot to go to the stadium for. In the last like decade or so, we've really watched a lot, or we've seen a lot of Marlins games where there are not very many people in attendance. And
They
oh
were a
boy.
playoff team last year.
Last year, I know.
Yeah, I just don't
Absolutely brutal.
know. Like, to your point about other teams doing this early, the return here is so minuscule, and their farm system
It's
is
bad.
so bad. You're almost better off hoping for like a 2019 Nats like mid-season turnaround than you are getting any kind of return from this. Because like the prospects they got back, they're like not even like top five guys in some of these systems. Like they'll
Right.
be in the Marlins' top 10 prospects, but that's because the Marlins' farm is one of the worst in the game right now. I don't know. It's really grim.
Bad team plus bad farm is oof.
I guess the upside here is that most of these guys might be MLB ready next season. Like they're older on the prospect scale. They're not like 18. They're like 22, 23, 24. But it's still just like, okay, how much are you really getting? I don't know. You're not going to get a young core from one trade.
Do they have anything else to trade?
Brian De La Cruz is pretty good, or he's off to a good start to the season anyway. They've got a ton of pitching talent still they could trade. Like,
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if that's actually true. They've got a bunch of guys on the injury list and they're pitching. But yeah, they've got what's his name? Max Meyer would be a super hot trade candidate if they're willing to give him away, but they're probably not because he's under team control for like another decade.
Well, the Padres, they just really needed another middle infielder that wasn't really great at fielding. No, Arise is a funny fit. Like, I mean, they've got a whole bunch of infielders here, but like Machado has been hurt and playing DH mostly and stuff. But Arise really a butcher in the infield. I get like the way that he really fits the Padres so well, though. I mean, his bat's still good. He's gonna hit 300 for you or whatever for sure.
Yeah,
But
where is he going to slot in though? Like they're not
yeah,
going
I
to give
don't
up
know.
playing time to Xander Bogaerts and.
Right. I don't know what they're gonna do with him, honestly. But I mean, I think he went 4 for 4 in his first game with them though,
Oh, there you go.
which is fun. And like, he's gotten Tony Gwynn comparisons for a long time. So it's cool that he ended up over there. He looks good in that uniform anyway.
Sure.
Over on
Speaking of
that.
Florida.
Okay, yeah, I guess we can do
Oh, what
that.
were you
Speaking of
gonna
Florida,
do?
don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah, speaking of Florida, and it's a batting around episode, so, and it's City Connect season, so we gotta talk about some City Connects here. Let's talk about the Tampa ones. Yeah, I was shocked when we started talking about what, our topics for the show before we hit record here, and Steven made that noise when we brought these up, because the Tampa Bay City Connects have gone over extremely well
They're
on
good. Huge
on
hit on
Twitter.
social media.
I would
Yeah.
like to preface this by they are very good, comma, but
Comma, but okay.
it's still a dark uniform. Stop it.
So what? I didn't realize that was part of the problem here.
That is the only problem. The logos are go so insanely hard. The
Yeah.
fucking skateboarding Ray, yes.
Awesome.
The
Yes.
logo on the hat that is the bridges, but also a manta ray, it goes crazy. The
Yeah.
fucking manatee with the Tampa Bay tattoo and the baseball
Yeah.
bat. Are you kidding me? They've got purple. They've got neon green. It's amazing. We love it. Why are the uniforms so dark? Aside from all that,
I like it.
make them better, make them brighter.
Okay.
I like this gray texture that they have on the uniforms, though. It works for this like Florida dirt bag sort of
It
aesthetic, like stuck
sure.
in the 90s aesthetic. I think it's
I
great.
think it's very much like consciously aping like spray paint aesthetics, and I think the
Yeah.
gray matte kind of finish plays up on that a little bit.
The type for Tampa Bay having flames on it.
Yeah. I like all that stuff. I like it. I think it's cool. I think if we keep doing them like this, if other teams kind of embrace this, what I'm going to call late 90s Nickelodeon aesthetic, I think I could get sick of it real quick. It could very quickly become like a monkey cheese kind of
Oh
situation.
yeah.
I'm
No, like
not there yet, though.
not every team should be doing this.
No.
Tampa should be doing this. Like St.
Expansion
Louis
teams
should
should be
not be
doing
doing this.
this. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Non-Colorado expansion teams should be doing this, but Colorado already had theirs. It's so good. And they looked awesome on the field too.
Aren't they also glow in the dark? That's
That
fucking cool.
rocks. Probably they
That's
look like
great. They
it.
look like they
Yeah.
are. And I like a uniform that lets players like really accessorize with their own stuff. Like you could do like so many cool shoes with this.
I just need more brightness in these uniforms. And like, I'm so mad that the Phillies didn't just, like, I'm still mad about what the Phillies did with theirs and how fucking dark and
Yeah,
miserable those
that's
are.
fair. That's
But
fair.
like, the Phillies are dark. The Mets, thank God the Mets had like normal color pants, but their tops are too dark. These are too dark. And Detroit's are too dark.
Well, we'll get
Well,
to Detroit in a second. One
yeah.
more thing about these. These are dark, but they're dark in the same way that a laser tag arena is dark.
That's the
Yeah.
thing. That's the fucking thing.
Okay.
That's what I want out of this, actually. You know, like a lot of stadiums updated their lights to LEDs this year. I think this is the opportunity for Tampa to be able to really go for it and put in fucking like UV lights through the whole park.
Oh,
Oh,
you
that
do
would be
not want to hit a
super.
building in Florida with UV lights. That'd be disgusting. It's like that you're just asking for trouble. It's like going into a cheap motel and instead of just hitting the bricks and going to bed and not thinking about it, you're like, well, let's see how this bed looks and taking the UV light over it. It's a bad idea.
I know Tampa. I know the reputation is for of that stadium is not great, but they're not. Come on, that you're getting a lot of like residual mustard stains. It'd be cool that like light it up like laser tag, have like the laser light show going the whole game or like for the pregame. Bring in some fog machines. Really, really lean into it. That'd be great. Like just have like some build up like a dirt bike ramp and have like guys going off on dirt bikes on the side of the
Yeah,
game.
it should look like a Foot Clan hangout.
Or a fucking monster truck rally. Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be so sick.
D
Yeah.
like ditch the bullpen cart and put like 18-ish wheels on there and have the first bullpen monster cart.
Yeah, you have to take Gravedigger out from the bullpen and just completely tears up the whole outfield on the way out.
That totally owns the Rays brand too, because like you're bringing in like
Yeah.
the starter, like the starting, like the starter and like the relief bit, like long relief pitchers in on that.
That'd rip. But anyway, we'll bridge this to the other one that was just announced yesterday or this
I
morning. I
think
think it
yeah,
was
this morning.
this
The
morning.
debut game is not until the 10th, but they were announced this
Hot off the
morning.
presses. Breaking
Oh,
news.
yeah.
What is
The
this?
Detroit Tigers one.
It is the
Oh
Phillies
boy.
ones, but with less character, more boring and uglier.
It's not, this is another one where it's like, I'm not so offended by it as I'm just very bored by
If they had been one of the first ones to come out, I would have looked at these and gone, don't like it. They're boring. That's
Yeah.
it. But
Yeah.
after so many, I'm done. The boring ones are now being graded on a curve negatively.
We have hit the peak cop softball team uniform City Connects here.
Yeah.
You know, I
Yeah.
thought that the Phillies had it, but like, I think this one is really way more like thin blue line than the Phillies one. The Phillies one at least had like some yellow, some other colors in there. This one is just blue and black and then white, whatever on the text, but like, oh, it's terrible. This says, yeah, it says Motor City across the front, which could be
Great.
cool, but it's in a font that, you know, looks like a Dodge one or something. It doesn't look
It
good.
looks like the
It's
fucking fort.
boring.
It looks like the font from Overwatch. Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah.
The blue texture on the uniform is supposed to look like tire treads, but it just looks like you ran it over with a
Yeah,
car. It
no.
just looks bad. It looks fucking terrible.
Looks like a spray
These are
painted shirt
awful.
to me. Yeah.
Yeah, you put a stencil over it
Yeah,
and
exactly.
just hit it with the spray paint. Oh, it's bad. It's just
And
terrible.
like there's a weird striping on the sleeves I don't like. It's I don't know. If you look at like what's been successful over in the City Connects over the years and what hasn't been, gradients have been really consistently unsuccessful, I think.
Gradients are
With a
almost
couple
never good.
exceptions. Yeah. Like if you look at the ones that that really pop, like Seattle or even like Pittsburgh, Texas, Arizona, the Brewers, none of them are doing gradients. They're always doing like solid colors, like tweaked from their usual colors. Like a clever logo and like a different kind of design. They're not really. I've yet to find a one with a heavy gradient look that I think looks good. Maybe the least appalling is the Giants, and even that one was pretty forgettable.
Yeah. Oh, I hate. Ugh, I hated the Giants ones.
I know that it was like a given that they were gonna do Motor City
Yeah, that's fine.
automotive
You can do a
industry.
lot
If
with them.
you
That's
have
cool.
Motor City in your arsenal and can use that, you do it.
But don't, but they could have gone a different way. They could have gone with music. They could have gone Motown. They could have gone like
Yeah.
Bob Seger. I
God.
fucking Kiss would have been better than this, and I fucking hate Kiss. If they would have made these guys come out, if they would have made Spencer Torkelson fucking wear the Kiss makeup, I would have been like, that rocks, you know. I fucking hate those guys. They're all a bunch of fucking child molesters, I'm sure. But oh, that would have been awesome if
Yeah.
it like.
I want to vibrate into the neighboring reality in which this happened
Yeah, I want
and
to see.
just
Oh, you're
stay
right. I want to see.
there.
I want to see Casey Mize go out there for the photo shoot with like the 14-inch long tongue. Yeah, that would be cool as hell.
I want to see Javi Baez with the Kiss cat makeup on. You know, there's the one that looks like, was it
Yeah.
a.
I don't know. I don't have a lot of Kiss riffs because I've like very consciously avoided Kiss my entire life.
Oh, they're fucking awful. God,
Bad.
they suck.
They're so
Yeah,
bad.
they suck. Bad people,
But it'd
bad
be a more
band.
interesting swing than what we got here, for sure.
With these, we got Eminem.
Fuck, that would have been better.
No, Eminem. No, Eminem is
That
literally in the unveiling video.
Oh, was he? Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
It makes sense for like
But
2024 Eminem. It's not like the Eminem that we all remember as an interesting artist. I don't know.
oh boy. But yeah, you could have Motown, you know?
Fuck it. Just do like a Detroit Style Pizza uniform. I don't care. Make it look like some minor
Fucking
league double A shit. I'm fine with
yeah,
that. Big
would have been
prominent
fine.
cartoon pizza
Would have been
slice
better.
on
I mean, it
there.
does look like minor league shit,
Yeah.
so.
It doesn't even look like minor league stuff. It looks like fucking, like Jane said, like a fucking softball league uniform. Because that's where
Oh
you see
yeah,
the fucking gradients.
minor league, yeah.
Shame on you, Detroit. Terrible, terrible work.
I don't
You
think it's like
did a bad
bottom
job.
five, but it's right outside.
I haven't revisited my rankings. I need to add them. Did I share my rankings with you?
We've had like a whole ranking one.
Will every team have one by the end of this year?
Every team except the Athletics and the Yankees,
Oh yeah, the team that don't want to
who are not
participate.
doing one.
Yeah, why is that
Okay,
still
funny.
optional for teams? I don't get why that's still optional for teams.
They're like, we are New York. We don't need to do it. Yeah.
That's fine. That makes sense to me. And I feel like the A's are like a special case where it's just like, hey, we don't have a city. Don't make us do this, please.
Yeah, please don't bring to light that we are not connected to our city, that we are actively trying to sever our
They
connection
should
to
do
a
like a
city.
Sacramento one, and like just it's clearly just like purchased off of eBay for like 4 days ago.
Where our city is divided into four zones. Just completely.
Yeah. So what's still coming in 2024? Twins, Guardians. I'm really curious to see what the Guardians do. On the list here, the Rays we've got. Blue Jays are coming 2024, and then I think the Cardinals are coming 2024.
Okay, yeah, so we're getting all of them. Oh, God.
The Dodgers are also getting a version 2. The Dodger one was so boring, they're like, we'll just reboot it.
That tracks because it was terrible.
What team are you all most looking forward to of those still to come?
I'm interested in seeing what Toronto does for A, because they're my second favorite team, and B, because of, all the Drake implications.
Oh, shit.
Ooh,
And because it's
yeah.
the most exciting decision thing they have left it for this season as a team.
Yep. Are
Yeah.
they cooked? Are they fully cooked?
I don't know. It's not looking good.
If Jay's Twitter is in any indication,
Yeah, they're
this is
pretty
the worst
cooked.
team that's ever existed, and they should go the way of the Expos.
They're only 3 games shy of 500, but still,
Yeah.
no one on that team is hitting like they should be.
Nobody's happy in
Yeah.
Toronto, especially
Yeah,
not Drake, especially
we're
not Jay's fans. Oh,
not the right
God.
podcast to dissect any of the Drake versus Kendrick
No, definitely
beef. We're
not.
not even going to try.
I can laugh at it from afar, but like I said on
Exactly.
Twitter the other day, I haven't listened to any music that wasn't made with a Telecaster and an orange amp in like 10 years. So
Pretty close to the
this,
same. Yeah.
I'm going to a Decemberist show in 2 weeks. I'm not the person to talk to about this.
Okay, I would also go to December's show tomorrow given the opportunity. So I think.
Absolutely. That's our, 15 minutes on uniforms that we do every week.
Yeah.
I'm starting to understand why Tipping Pitch has banned that topic for the season, but whatever. They're not doing it, so we have
We're
to.
covering it for both of us.
Can we talk about the bees?
Let's talk
The
about the bees.
bees.
The bees.
Oh, what a king. What a fucking king. Hold on. Tell the
So,
story. Tell the story.
yeah, for anyone who is listening to this 5 years from now, first off, we're sorry we didn't prevent the horrors. 5 nights
We could have
ago,
done more. I'm sorry.
we should have done more. We should have done more to prevent Trump's ascendance to the second term. 6 days ago now, at an evening game in Phoenix between the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers, the 6:40 start time was delayed several hours because of an infestation, a sudden swarm of bees on the netting behind home plate. They had to evacuate the area around home plate. They had to wait for the bee guy to arrive, which took ages because he was at his son's T-ball game, and then was also caught in downtown Phoenix traffic getting to the park. But when
How
he
is that
did,
traffic, Lauren?
it's not great. Phoenix is a
Yeah.
very, I think he's coming from like Glendale, I think I saw it said. So that's like from the wrong side of town to get to the ballpark, even if it's
Oh no.
downtown. It was going to take a while no matter what. He got there as fast as he could. And when he came out, I gotta say, this guy, we should, first off, we should look at his name, but it is
His
worth
name
mentioning
is
that the team,
Matt Hilton of Blue Sky Pest
Blue
Control.
Sky Pest Control,
And
yes.
on his website, I don't know if this was there beforehand or not, but he says that he's the official pest control of the Arizona Diamondbacks or of Chase Stadium.
Probably is the
Anyway.
official. Yeah, I suspect
Yeah,
he's
I
just
don't know.
they have a contract. I don't think it's like it's the official beer of a sports team
Right,
where
right,
like it's a
right.
sponsorship deal. I think
But
he's just
he's
on
their guy.
contract. Yeah, he
Yeah.
is the B guy, and he was referred to as such by the announcers, by the fans, and by the broadcast. And even on the Jumbotron, they were not saying like professional bee management consultant. They were not saying like
No, it's this
beekeeper,
guy.
team
This
beekeeper. They were
is a
saying
working
bee
class guy. This
guy.
is yeah, this is a guy
Yeah.
with a van. He is like Dale Gribble, you know?
With a
He's a
shop
guy
vac
with a
in it,
van.
yeah,
Yeah,
guy with a van
with
with a
the
shop vac in it, and whatever
exactly.
this and the smoke that they spray the bees with to calm them down. So he got out
Yes.
there in the scissor lift and got hauled up in the scissor lift to shop vac the bees and release them in a safe place. But full credit to him for totally owning the moment
Oh.
in a way that more insect-related professionals should. And he was like pumping his arms to pump the crowd up. He was like so psyched and into it. Everyone was getting into it. Everyone was cheering for the bee guy the whole time.
They were blaring I Need a Hero while he was
Yep.
doing it from the PA.
They were doing all sorts of, they played Let It Be. Like they
Oh
did
God,
all the
yes.
Flight of the Bumblebee, all the bee related songs they could think of. They were doing
This
everything they could to keep people at the stadium.
guy was a fucking showman. And he stepped up. He threw out the first pitch when the game finally started. I don't know if they had someone ready to do it and they're just like, I gotta get out of
He
here. I can't
probably
wait
had to
around for
leave.
this for
Yeah,
hours.
I'm pretty sure. Because it was like 90 minutes to 2 hours late.
Yeah, but he stepped up and he did it. And it was funny because, like, before he got there and stuff, they were considering, like, well, can we just start the game without this? But it was the net behind home plate. If that gets hit by a foul
Yeah.
ball, those bees are going fucking
Yeah, they had to
crazy.
like evacuate the stands. The bees were like,
Yeah.
even if you're there, bee the risk of bee allergy is serious enough that you have to do this.
I've also heard that it was a breakaway colony, so it was a bunch of bees following a new queen to try to find a new place. So I don't know what happened to these bees, but hopefully Matt Hilton found a good place for
I
this new
think they
colony to
usually,
go.
yeah, they pull the bees out, they take them to like and rehive them in a different colony, is my understanding.
I hope that they did not bring them to Matt Walsh's house, because I did see in a post by his wife a couple weeks ago where she was talking about, like, oh yeah, the cats hate him. He didn't get them spayed. The dog hates him. He got some bee colonies and they fell apart. They collapsed and then flew
What
away
on
on him.
earth? Matt Walsh is apparently a very bad pet owner. Colony collapse is apparently pretty hard to avoid, but I'm still not going to give him any credit.
No,
But
not at
no,
all.
credit to
Not
Matt
at all.
Hilton also for doing a for knowing enough to do a press conference about the bees afterwards. Very smart.
And even when they asked him, like, are you a baseball fan? He was like, oh, my mother-in-law is. She watches the game. It's like good diplomatic answer there. You know, it didn't
Totally.
just say like, nah, it's just a gig. Like, no, he did. He saved the day. So the bees.
I also quite appreciate that Topps did put out a bee specialist baseball
They
card.
did. They
Oh, that's
did.
sick.
He got one of those daily whatever cards.
Yeah,
Yeah.
which
Yeah.
unfortunately did sell out. They only sold 16. Well, they sold all of them. They made 16,000.
Wonderful though. Well, that was a Dodge the game against the Dodgers, right?
It was, yeah. I think the
Yeah,
Diamondbacks
yeah.
actually went on and won the game too. Good night for the home fans.
Yeah, well, I guess the only other thing on my list here has to do with the Dodgers. Do we know if the menswear guy has talked about Shohei Ohtani's suit?
I
Oh,
don't
God.
think he wants that smoke.
Yeah.
I think the Ohtani Hive Twitter is such that even he can't take on our pure beautiful baseball slugging boy.
Yeah, he can take on, like F-list conservative pundits, like 23-year-old guys with bad suits, but
Yeah.
going after Ohtani, no way,
Ohtani
no
wants to
way.
dress like he's at the 1996 NBA draft. We just have to let him.
That's exactly what it was. The suit was just way too big.
This was for like the Dodger charity event, I believe, that they
Yeah,
do
some
this
kind of
time of year.
gala.
Some kind of celebrity gala where all the players come out. And he's just wearing this enormous, overly sized, David Byrne-esque gray suit. I don't think it's a bad look. Maybe big suits should make a comeback. If Ohtani's doing it, odds are it's probably good. I don't know.
Doing a bunch of David Byrne stuff. He's in this big suit and he's like, "This is not my beautiful dog."
You just had to get a shot in at the dog, didn't you?
I
You
had
had to.
to for
I
branding
had to.
purposes.
I had to.
Perfectly innocent dog that he was had he could hide in the sleeve of the jacket if he wanted to. It was a black suit and he looks really unhappy to be in it. I don't know.
We have mailbag.
Yeah, there were some mailbags. Jeremy Coop points out that Mrs. Met now has her own Twitter account.
Well,
She was
no,
she has
she.
separated from the Mr. Met account and will now be posting her content there.
I thought that was the opposite.
Oh, she is consolidating into a shared account. Oh, that's even
Yeah,
worse.
they're taking away
That
a woman's
means she
voice.
caught him cheating.
She
No,
did catch him
when the
cheating.
couple goes to the shared account, that's what that means. Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. It's yeah, you can't have any of your own accounts anymore. You have to let me see your phone. Mr. Matt, you fucked up.
Devastating.
Yep.
Unethical monogamy. Or unethical non-monogamy.
Yeah,
Ugh.
all-time bag fumble.
I mean, because you know that her ass is going to get even bigger. Like in
Yeah.
Revenge, she's going to get two more BBLs this season.
There were several casting listings going around to hire a new Mrs. Met. And
Oh.
I think they are probably just going to find an Instagram thought queen with like 2 million followers.
Too many of them are dying on the table in Dominican.
Oh. It's a very safe procedure. Don't let Jane influence whether or not you want a BB.
Yeah.
Just don't go to Doctor Miami and you'll be fine.
Let's see, we got one here from Kat, who was responsible for such a great question recently that we made it a whole episode. Now Kat says, which team will be considered cursed, all of the Red Sox and the Cubs years from now, if they have a long World Series drought, and why? And it's not about longest drought, but the one easiest to blame on one big mistake. So the Guardians example aren't considered cursed as far as I know. I think that's where you're wrong. I think if you talk to Guardians fans, they would absolutely consider themselves cursed.
Do the Guardians have like a thing?
Totally. Yes, absolutely. They 100% can just blame that the curse started with Trevor Bauer cutting his hand on the playoffs in the playoffs with his own hand. It's the curse of Trevor Bauer's dumbass drone.
It might go back to 1962 or whatever, but yeah, it's Trevor Bauer's fault.
Yeah. Like they
Absolutely.
had such a good shot that playoff series too. I really
Yep.
thought they were the better team that year. Him
Yep.
aside, and he was such a fucking idiot about that stupid drone that it's I think it's totally plausible they cost him he cost them the series.
Yeah, that was their chance to become a normal baseball team again.
Yeah, the voodoo got passed from the Cubs to them.
Maybe. I think the Marlins getting rid of the home run statue
Oh
would be
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
And
Oh.
getting, I mean, Stanton hasn't turned out to be super great. Yelich has had some good years, but plagued by injuries. But they got rid of the
Gamuto.
world. But they got rid of the statue. They got rid of the all their like everybody on their team that was really good at the time for peanuts. I think that the Marlins could be one.
Jose Fernandez cursed is involved in the curse too. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Very
I was
plausible.
trying not to bring him up, but yep,
No, it's not. I mean,
definitely.
it's not the team's fault what happens, which is a tragic accident, but still
Yeah.
like part of that whole those are some cur that was the thing that really kicked off that sell off and running it all down, selling the team. Yeah. Good lesson here. Don't go on speedboats. Just don't do them. There's no need for them. Unless you're a
Yeah.
working professional who has some need to travel the ocean on the ocean at high speed. Just don't get in a speedboat ever.
I mean, I could see the Athletics Fisher tearing them out of Oakland.
Yeah.
They're not going to be good for a long time,
Honestly,
probably,
it's
just because.
probably like we could like take that back further and blame it on Moneyball.
I'd be fine with
Yeah,
that.
be totally cool with that. Totally cool with
I think
that.
these are kind of the easy picks, though. I think we got to think of like a harder team to curse. Who's like maybe not as like a like picking the White Sox to be cursed forever would be an easy one. Picking the, Mariners to be cursed forever would be an easy one. We got to think of like a, I think we should challenge ourselves here a bit and come up with one that's
All
like the
right.
Brewers
Okay.
should never win again because they
They've
let
never
Craig
won,
Council
period.
walk. Yeah.
They've never won, period. Yeah, so.
I like picking the Brewers, and I'm gonna pick it. In the curses involved with Bernie's slide, they have to, if they don't sacrifice one reporter on the slide every season, they're doomed to never succeed. Like to not even make the playoffs.
Yeah, Bernie slide, and then that one in Philadelphia that the cop went down. Like, we need more slides fucking people up. Yep.
Tampa will never win until they play in Tampa.
Okay, yeah, I like that. It would be funny if the City of Kicks had just been like the St. Pete Rays and just had like the highway on them, like the Mets batting helmet with like the bridge on it, but just like the fucking boring causeway with little cars on it for traffic. That'd be great.
Okay, here's a question from, looks like, Stev. In light of Francisco Lindor's recent disclosure, is there an etiquette to the right and wrong place to throw up or poop on a baseball field? Francisco Lindor earlier this week had the flu, had to get pulled out of the game because he said it was about to come up on one end or another when he was out there playing shortstop.
Ooh.
He did come out and have a good game the next day, but he got super, super sick
Ugh.
and yeah, almost pooped his pants on the field.
Well, I'm glad he didn't do that. No good way to do that on the field.
Stealing Archie Bradley's bit,
I
I
think the only time it's okay to do that is if, like, you are making the flying leap over the center field wall and robbing a home run. Then
Yeah.
people shouldn't make fun of you for shitting your pants on the field. If you're
And it's
doing that, you're doing
firing
something
you into the
sufficiently
air
cool
like
to.
a, it's firing you into the air like a jetpack. Yeah.
I'm not even going that far. I'm just saying like you have to be doing something tremendously cool. If you're doing something that cool, fans should let you get over it.
Yeah.
Anything less than that, you're on your own.
It's definitely puking is probably more acceptable
Yeah.
than visibly pooping on
Yeah.
the field. Like, if it's a noticeable poop,
Sometimes you just
like,
gotta puke. With the exception, I'll say, I guess like if it was like a chicken and beer situation and you were puking on the field. Because you had just had like three like Miller Lights in the dugout beforehand, I'd say that's less acceptable. I think it's safe to say most people would agree.
that's a party foul for sure. It's just, yeah, you pounded way too many, you're out of shape, and you tried to like steal third. That's going head first into the third base, and just hits your stomach. Just a little too much pressure.
Frowned upon.
If you puke on the third baseman's glove when he's applying the tag, like that's a
First off, you
foul.
owe
You
that guy a
gotta,
new glove. You gotta. I've always wondered why, if I was a pitcher, I always thought I would like a fairly successful one with a minor disc. I always thought I would always have like a couple of bottles of like nice whiskey to give anytime I beamed a guy. Like that would just be the thing. Like anytime I hit a player accidentally, I would just like, okay, let's have the club be like put one in his locker. My bad, my apologies, didn't mean to do it, kind of thing. Similarly, like if you're like the like secret alky third like slugger speedster who's like coming into third and puke on the guy's glove. You guys gotta have a backup glove ready to go for
You better like be talking to Rawlings, like have an account with them set up.
him.
I think that's good. A fun week in baseball this week.
I'm having a blast.
I'm having a blast with baseball. Not even like, the helps of the Twins are winning and stuff, but
Totally.
yeah, having a great time. It feels so good to have baseball back.
I'd be having a little bit
Something
more fun if
happened.
Mike Trout hadn't gotten hurt. I am pretty bummed about the Mike
That
Trout.
is
We didn't talk about
a
it. We
huge
don't need
bummer.
it. It's been covered elsewhere in more length. But Mike Trout, I want one more nine win season out of Mike Trout real bad. And he can do it. It's just a matter of his body not having all these fluky injuries.
Yeah, that one is such a bummer because like he didn't even know how it got hurt. Just like, oh, running back from the outfield, just felt something in my knee, and then it was over. Really, really huge bummer. Okay, well, we'll end the show there though. If you want more of the show, you can go to patreon.com/battingaround and get a bunch of our bonus episodes there. Had some fun ones recently about couching around where we watch movies and TV shows. Had one about the Petra was a spy, and then we had a great episode where we pitched our own baseball
God,
TV shows.
that
That
was
was a ton
so
of fun.
fun.
Really love that episode. Yeah, go sign up for that one. Get this month's, listen to that one, and then cancel if you want, to check it out.
Or don't,
But our show's good, so keep supporting it. Go check that out. Patreon.com/battingaround. All right, thanks everyone.
I was there's more room.